Attention all spaceship crew members. Attention all spaceship crew members. We are nearing the end of our journey. Our mission is about to begin. Our radar screen has picked up the target we've been looking for. Activate the radar screen. There it is. The planet most similar to ours in all the universe. The Earth. Its atmosphere contains 21% oxygen and 78% nitrogen. Among its other properties are argon and carbon dioxide. Nitrogen is vital to us. Therefore, our object will be to capture the Earth and colonize it with our own species. Prepare the ship for an immediate attack. What is wrong? Reactivate the radar screen. What is that picture? Is it from the Earth? The enemy. It is our enemy. Attack it at once. Put out its jet flames. Hurry, put them out. Compartment. Cut it off. Has failed. We are in retreat. Send spaceship number 2 immediately. We found a deadly creature protecting the Earth. Its name is... Thank you.
Come on.
You already have the camp set up, eh?
Yeah. The boys put it up this morning. And all of us want to thank you because of your interest in the scouts and for the site.
No. Forget it. I'm enjoying it.
Call them.
Mariko, your brother has learned his lesson. He wouldn't dare, Miss Rowe. Just wait. You'll see.
Hurry up. We gotta go.
Hey, have you seen Miss Rowe?
I think he and Jim are over there.
Hey, is Jim around?
Have you seen Jim?
No, I haven't. I'm sorry.
Platoon A.
Yes, sir. 115 members in all. 113 are accounted for. Two went someplace.
Two boys are missing?
Yes, sir.
Jim and Masao? Your brother again, huh?
Yes, they're gone, sir.
Trouble all the time. Now go get them.
There's no need for us to go, sir. Masao's sister can contact them.
Contact them?
Yes, it's simple, sir. Mr. Shimada, my compass is set with his and should show the direction he went. Right now, he's by the door of that building.
The one we're going to see today?
All finished?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. This is Masao. Over.
This is Mariko, Masao.
It's her, darn it.
Masao, you'll get it good. Come back this instant.
No supper tonight.
Hurry, let's get out of here. Oh! My hat!
Your hat?
There. Okay. Okay. Thanks. Never mind. Let's go.
Scouts, today we have a very special visitor. Dr. Dolby is most generous. As head of the International Research Laboratories, he will let you all ride in the lab's pocket submarine.
Even a child can learn to control the submarine. And I'm going to give you all a chance to take the wheel yourself. But first, to show you how it works, I and Mr. Shimada will go first.
Huh? Your sister.
Masao.
Huh?
You think we should tell?
Did you do anything I should know?
Not me.
Not me.
Get ready to push those buttons on the right and left side.
Ready, Doctor.
Go ahead. Look out the window. You see how deep the submarine can go?
Very good.
All right. Now let's proceed.
Dr. Dolby, you always riding this thing backwards?
No. There's something wrong with it. Very well. We'll try reverse.
Doctor, it's going forward now.
Yes, just as I planned.
Backward means forward?
Uh-huh.
Sorry, boys. We won't train in Dr. Dobie's submarine for a while.
Sir, can I talk? Sir, the submarine is all right. Dr. Dobie just can't operate.
Massa.
Well, now.
Keep quiet.
I bet Massa could operate it much better.
You boys again. I'm sorry I didn't leave you at home.
We mean it, sir. I know we can do it. Give us a chance.
Could we let them, Doctor?
No, not till it's been repaired. Some other time.
Now, please, we'll repair it.
Masao?
I couldn't risk it.
Doctor, it's safe. Masao is good at handling electronics. Take this gadget, for instance. Masao designed it on his own. The boy then got his father to construct it at his own factory.
Is that so?
A boy genius. In fact, there isn't anything he doesn't know about machines.
Most of all, he has a genius for practical jokes. Well, that is your greatest talent.
All right. Climb aboard.
Yay!
Don't go too far out now.
We won't, sir.
Right?
They're going to learn a lesson at last, right?
They'll be sorry they ever tried it.
To advance, all we do is push the button for reverse.
About 10 minutes, Mariko.
We're headed south.
Don't go out far, Masao.
It's fantastic. He did it.
Can you open the window?
Yeah, here.
It's open, Masao.
Look how far you can see, Jim.
How about those fish? They're beautiful.
Attention all spaceship crew members. Attention all spaceship crew members. Our mission is to make up for the loss of spaceship number one by completing its task. Activate the radar screen. In order to capture the Earth, we must eliminate Gamera first in order to render the planet helpless. Therefore, Gamera is now our prime target. Set the radar system for locating his present position.
Thank you.
Don't you think it's time you started back?
Don't be in such a big hurry.
Supper tonight if this is another practical joke.
It's no joke, sir. It's true. Jim is taking pictures of him now. We'll show them to you when we get back. Hey, look at it!
Masao! Gamma's standing over by those stones.
Good. I'm gonna make sure the submarine goes under Gamma for a few minutes. Keep on the radio.
Let's go!
Spaceship crew members. Attention all spaceship crew members. Gamera has been located. He's at the bottom of the ocean. Prepare to attack at once. Activate the super catch ray.
Hurry it up! Come on!
super catch ray will not be able to hold him for more than 15 minutes. We must use the time we have left to discover a way to capture Gamera and make him our slave. To do this, we will check his past by exploring his memory waves with a videotron. Activate the videotron. First of all, we will see how he was born and what is the extent of his power. After that, we can find his weak points. Gamera fought Bargon, the quick freeze monster. 1968, Gamera encountered Gaius, the supersonic monster. Thank you. see that Gamera has formidable destructive power. But there is a weak point, and that is his unusual and overpowering kindness to children. Perhaps this can be used against him. Quick! The ray has lost his power. He's free. Attack Gamera at once.
Please, sir, you must believe us. It's true. Gamera's the one who saved us.
Here, this will prove it. The picture I took.
Jim, what's wrong?
The camera needed more light out there. I forgot all about it. It spoiled the film.
Jim, is this the proof you offer?
You boys have had a lot of fun making up this story. Now, isn't that the truth, huh?
Mr. Shimada!
What is it? Look! There on the sky!
Control device. Hurry! To Gamera! To Gamera! We have the two boys in our power. If you attack our spaceship, they will die.
Where are they? Can you see them?
Here they are.
I repeat, if you attack our spaceship, the two boys will die. Their lives depend on you.
Did you see that? He flew. We've got to get out of here. Go. You're an Earthman. A prisoner like us, aren't you? Let's all escape together. Hey, that looks like fun. Let's try it. Oh. It doesn't work. That's because we're kids. Why do you suppose they save the good things just for the grown-ups?
I don't know.
Go on. What's going on, Masao? Does that mean we're trapped in here? It's an automatic door. We can get out. I understand.
Shh.
Camera now. The target is in sight. Prepare the brain control device for firing. Activate the radar screen. Get ready to activate laser.
Laser ray, standing by.
Go.
Camera weakening already.
Brain wave control device. Adjust aim.
Standing by.
Fire. We did it. Perfect hit.
So Gamera is in our power. He'll be under our control all the time.
He must now obey every one of our commands and reject his own desires.
Yet we must be sure. Activate the brain control device. Gamera, obey. Take off. Gamera, take off. Fly! Fly! It's working. Gamera, fly around the spaceship. Obey! Turn off the radar screen.
He's in their control. Gamera will do only as they say. I wonder who these people are and why they're here. We must do something to find out. While they're busy, let's have a look around. Okay, we'll see what they've got in those other rooms. Get up.
Well, there's nothing in this one at all.
I'm getting thirsty. Don't forget, we missed dinner.
I'm so hungry I could eat a cow. A glass of orange juice would do.
Ah, Jim, look.
It looks like juice, but I don't know.
some.
It's as good as you. Better.
A mistake.
You know, I mentioned juice, and out came exactly what I wanted.
Some sandwiches would have tasted.
I know. Jim, the whole ship. It operates on thought transference.
You mean telepathy?
Mm. A minute ago, you said sandwiches. Well, when you did, you also thought of it. And then the automatic controls made it real.
Let's see if it works. I want something. A parachute to get us out of here.
I'd like to have a pistol or a...
is controlled with telepathy. It's protected with a safety system.
When you have a thought or say anything that is dangerous to the spaceship, it will not be carried out in any way.
We need you both to keep Gamma under control if the brain machine fails. You will have the complete freedom of our ship and may move where you wish, as long as you do not try to escape or harm us. Understand?
Try to lock us in.
They'll come back. What now?
Can't just stand here while they destroy the Earth. And us, too. The telepathy. It'll give us anything at all. That is, except the things we need to get out.
It's useless. Got any other ideas?
Yes, watch. May I have an apple, please? You hear? I want an apple.
Miss Sal, what are you doing? An apple now?
Shh. The machine will let me have a knife to cut it with. You understand?
A knife. Here, I'll try it. May I have an apple, too, and perhaps a pear?
I want a pear, too. Make sure they're not peeled. And a sharp knife.
Masao, the alarm is sounding. Something's going on.
Hurry. Let's go to the next compartment. Take it down.
Monster.
Sure, a catch of theirs.
From another world.
Mm. they locked him in there. Because he's too dangerous to leave free, like us. Maybe they're taking him to a circus.
I hope they are. You don't think they'll hurt it, do you?
Who knows? They could be taking it to a laboratory to study it and operate on it.
It wants to get out here. Let's free it.
Come on. It isn't that simple. I mean, suppose you come across a lion where somebody is caught. Would you let it out?
Would you?
No. It might be a wild animal. Anyway, the ship is locked up. How can we help it get out?
You mean we're caught too? They're going to take us along when they go? Masao, look. It nodded its head.
Then it's all right. It means that the monster knows everything we're saying. And it also means that he might try to help us get out.
Sure, let's go.
Jim, look. There's no lock or handle anywhere on this cage.
Perhaps it only opens by telepathy.
You know, it's funny. Here we are doing something that might harm the ship. And the alarm doesn't sound.
Maybe it's a gentle monster.
Maybe, but it's still funny, isn't it? There it is. I knew it.
What do we do?
Quick, let's get out of here. We'll come back and free you if we get the chance. Hurry, get your lasso.
Okay.
Ready?
What are you doing?
You're not taking us to a circus or a laboratory. We're getting out.
No dangerous actions are allowed. For what you have done, you are no longer permitted to move freely.
You.
Gamera, I command you to demolish the Okumasashi Dam.
Evacuate those buildings.
Our next target is the city of Tokyo. Destroy Tokyo. Destroy Tokyo.
That noise! Ah, at last, they located us. This is Masao. Go on.
Masao, is it you?
Mariko?
Thank heaven. Are you all right?
Yes, Yuma and I are okay. How's here?
Masao, Gamera just destroyed the Okamasashi Dam.
Gamera did what?
Now he's headed for Tokyo.
Gamera can't control what he's doing. The crew here on the spaceship are directing all of his thoughts.
Oh, Masao, can't you escape?
We've been trying, but there's nothing we can do now. They pinned us both against the wall.
You can do it. Show the same nerve you used playing your jokes.
You're right. Thanks, Mariko. Just a second. They're coming. We've got to stop. Masao, that's the same thing he took in there. I guess it has food inside. Food? Ah, I wish I'd eaten a couple more sandwiches earlier. Wish you hadn't said that.
To the ground. Destroy all of Tokyo. Go on, you mustn't stop. Supply. Go destroy them.
Masao, he'll destroy the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
If only we could break out of here. I know. Jim. Still get your rope handy?
Yes.
Okay. See if you can get to it. Raise it to your shoulder.
What for?
Come on, try.
To the people of Earth. To the people of Earth. Know that Gamera is under our control and listen well. Order him to continue his attacks until you decide to surrender. It's your choice. If you've had enough of this useless destruction, forget all about resistance and surrender your planet. If you do not, we cannot guarantee the lives of the two boys held prisoner on our spaceship.
Gentlemen, reports say that now Gamera is starting to destroy the harbor. The power plant is completely demolished. We're going to set up an emergency unit. The Army's technology is helpless before this creature. None of our weapons appear strong enough to kill him.
General! The emergency power plant is ready, sir.
Turn it on. There's only one counterattack. Gamera is controlled by the spaceship, and we know that is vulnerable. The problem, however, is those two boys. They're still being held on board that ship.
Sir, Masao's father and Jim's parents have arrived.
I want to talk to them.
Yes, sir?
At last, Papa.
General, you must find a way to rescue our children.
Yes, please, try everything.
I know how you must feel. We're doing our best. But at the present time, there's no way we can get them safely returned. There's one of two choices we must make. One is to accept their demands that we surrender the Earth to their power. The only other way is to sacrifice your two boys and attack the spaceship. We haven't much time left.
General, which of the two choices have you taken?
All mankind is concerned in this decision. We have put the problem up to the United Nations, and they have called an emergency meeting. Whatever they decide, that's what we'll do. They'll phone us at any minute now.
Mariko, you talked to Masao a while ago, by his pocket radio?
Yes. This ship was closer to us, though. Now I can't get through.
There must be a way.
Doctor, are you in contact yet?
No. 10 more minutes.
Yes. Sir, don't give up hope. We're taking Mariko's wrist radio and attempting to increase its range.
Get through to them.
Yes, sir.
Come on. See if you can't stretch up now. Are your feet clear? Okay. Now, duck down and try to slip out of these bands. Okay, Masao. I'm free. Good. It's my turn now.
We've got contact.
Ah, they're calling us. This is Masao. This is Masao.
Masao.
Masao. Listen, there is something you have to know before we can go on. It seems the Earth has to decide whether to surrender or to attack the alien. Sister, please tell this to the others. Blast the spaceship. Don't think about us.
Go on. We want you to do it.
Jim.
Oh, no. Jim!
Oh, Jim! Oh, Jim!
Mama. Papa, please understand. All that matters is rescuing the Earth.
Hello. This is Defense Headquarters. Yes? Yes. Yes, I understand. Thank you. Everyone listen. The UN made the choice. It was unanimous. We can't sacrifice the boys to them. We've been ordered to surrender.
Sister, are you still there? This is Masao. What's going on? Why are you so quiet? Masao, where's the red ring so they'll let you both go?
No, no. We don't care about ourselves. You must attack the spaceship.
Masao, we can't. We're all under the command of the UN Security Council, and we will do only what they order.
Is there no other way?
Masao, Jim, I just checked the little submarine you took out. You tampered with the battery coil and then reset it so the controls were wrong. It made the engine go so...
Jim, it's no time to scold them now about a stupid prank.
Wait. One of the jokes could now be as some help. Listen, I'm sure you can do that again. Gamera's control should work in reverse on the thought device.
Sure, sir. Only it seems to me that...
Why, sure. I know what he means now. Make their own device work for us.
We can make Gamera give opposite orders. Come on, let's give it a try.
We understand, sir. We'll do our best.
Good boys. The Earth shall soon surrender. We have learned how easy it is for us to defeat them. We are now ready to complete their annihilation without any resistance. There is no need to keep such useless creatures. We Virians are the best species found in the universe. Gamera, destroy all the Earth people. Annihilate them forever.
Oh, no.
Kill it.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
Help! The monster's loose!
We made it.
The brain controller.
those two. Let's see what happens then.
Okay.
The screen. It should go in an opposite direction. Good. You reverse the current.
Masao, hurry up. One more control. Let's go.
Over there.
It's all right. Why did the boys lie?
I want the super catch ray, the control panel.
Masao, what if we change the same two around again?
Let's try it.
Those two boys. Kill them both, Gamera. Kill them.
To our mother star, Venus, from spaceship number 2. We cannot capture the Earth unless we kill Gamera first. We are now changing to emergency flight.
Okay.
We are down to our last resort. I shall kill Gamera no matter what happens now. To do this, I must have all of your lives.
No, Master, no.
What do you know? You understand, Jim, don't you? Those men weren't really variants at all. They're humans just like us. And they got caught by the monsters. They needed their bodies to stay on the Earth. So one by one, the humans were killed and warmed, just like a soup.
Thank you.
To one of your jokes.
Yes, and as your penalty, no supper at all tonight.